Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, December the 10th, 2021. 19 coming up on 20 minutes past the hour. We were getting a call as we went to break there. If that was you, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Before we get into the Debbie Boone ticket competition, I do want to remind everybody that the big fruitcake toss will be taking place Tuesday, December the 14th, here at the station, 6:30 p.m., 523 South Prospect Street. Again, we will start tossing these. Well, you'll want to arrive by 6:15 because we're going to go on the air with this at 6:15. So you can listen on the air from 6:15 to 7, and you'll know who the fruitcake chucker champion is. But so far entered into this and confirmed, we have Scott, one of our listeners out there, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie Evers, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jason Schauber, Mayor Kellogg, Donovan Bauer, and Ted Williams. Now, Mayor Schertzer, Judge Edwards, and Kai Mead, and I believe Sheriff Bales were all nominated, but we have not heard back if they will be able to be here or not. So, we need to know, if you nominated them, have you heard back from them? Kai Mead, Sheriff Bales, Mayor Schertzer, and Judge Edwards. 740-383-9944, and we'll need to know that by, probably 1 o'clock today. Now, also, you can nominate anybody else. You can nominate yourself. You can nominate somebody in the community. It can be a man or a woman. Doesn't matter who you nominate, as long as they know that they do have to show up to toss this fruitcake underhanded on Tuesday, December 14th. We have a prosecutor. We have a police chief. We have business owners. We have a lot of people here in Marion who might want to get in on this. You might want to get in on this. If you want to get in on this, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. No money involved in this at all. Nobody has also entered Santa Claus. I don't know if he'll be here that night, but nobody's entered him, so can't say that he'll be tossing a fruitcake, but you never know. Tuesday, December 14th, 6:30 p.m., here at the station. And a lot of little side bets going on in this competition. Scott called in last hour and said if he wins the competition, I have to eat one piece of fruitcake the following day on the air here, which I'll do. We also have Adam, who's in the gym training for this. He thinks he's going to win it. We have had Ted Williams sent me a text yesterday saying he played pretty competitive baseball in his career and that he's going to win this competition. Glenn wants to beat Adam, so I believe there's a little inner office rivalry there. And then you have other competitive people in this thing. Pastor Craig, I think, would be pretty competitive in this competition. Ralph, who I'm picking to win it because he's tossed a fruitcake before. Mayor Kellogg, you never know. Mayor Kellogg or Mary Ellen Withrow could pull this out. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. We're going to see what's going to happen next Tuesday night. So if you want to enter somebody or you want to confirm that you're entering somebody, let us know, 740-383-9944 for the big fruitcake toss coming up on Tuesday. Oh, and I always said somebody should nominate the new person from the Marion Star. I think her name's Sophia. She's new to the community. She might want to participate in this. Buckeye Guy, one of our friends from Columbus, he's around here a lot. Nobody's nominated him. He might want to do it. Jim Ganahl, he just did an interview with us. Maybe he'd want to toss a fruitcake. He's off nights. You could get a hold of him on Facebook or by calling Channel 6. I think he's already in the office right now. So there you go. Anybody else going to get in this fruitcake toss? 740-383-9944. Okay. Now, let's get to the Debbie Boone competition. Now, here's how this is going to work. We did this once before, and it went over pretty well. Now, maybe this will go over well, maybe it won't. We'll see how it goes. Now, it's going to sound a little complicated, but bear with me on this. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to have three questions here. Now, Ted Williams, who's a good friend of this station, does not know what questions I'm going to ask him. What we're going to do for these Debbie Boone tickets is, you call in. There's no wrong answer because we don't know what the right answer is. You call in and tell us what you think Ted will answer to these questions. They're Christmas questions. And if you match Ted's answer when he calls in, then you'll be entered to win. That's how this will work. And then we're also going to do a little bit of trivia later on so some other people can get entered. But this is how we're going to get entered right now, to win the two tickets to Debbie Boone at the Palace Theater on Sunday at 3 o'clock, big Christmas show. Also, you'll not only get the two tickets, but you will get a CD, Debbie Boone, I believe holiday CD, and you will get a chance to meet and greet with her after the show. Get your CD signed, get a picture with her. This is Pat Boone's daughter, Rosemary Clooney's daughter-in-law, had a big number one hit in 1977, Debbie Boone at the Palace Christmas show on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Okay, here's the three questions. Now remember, you have to think like Golden Voice Ted Williams. What is Ted Williams' favorite Christmas movie? What is his favorite Christmas food? And how many Christmas songs will he be able to name in 2 minutes? Now, this includes carols and songs. There are a ton of them. Now, remember, Ted used to be a DJ in his career, so I'm sure he knows a lot of these carols or songs. So how many carols or songs can Ted Williams rattle off in 2 minutes? What is his favorite Christmas food? And what is his favorite Christmas movie? Now all you have to do is call in here right now and tell us what your thoughts are on those questions, and we will have Ted answer those questions this morning, and that's how you will get entered into the competition to win the Debbie Boone tickets. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 27 and a half minutes past the hour here on this getaway Friday morning on WWGH Radio. And you know, if you don't want to go to the show on Sunday, you could always give the tickets away. There's still plenty of time. We're going to give these tickets away at 12:55 today. So you could call up somebody tonight or tomorrow and say, hey, a gift on me. Go down to the Palace Theater, see the Debbie Boone show absolutely free. You and a companion, friend, whatever, at 3 o'clock. But you got to get in the competition first. 740-383-9944. How is Ted going to answer these songs or answer these questions? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think Ted Williams' favorite Christmas food is it's ham.
Okay, favorite Christmas food is ham. What's his favorite Christmas movie?
I think he said Miracle on 34th Street.
You know, that could be. I don't remember, but we'll put that down. Miracle on 34th Street. And how many Christmas songs is he going to rattle off in 2 minutes?
I think five.
Oh, only five?
Yeah.
You think he's going to go kind of south on that question?
Well, he might.
You know, he was a DJ.
Yeah, I know. But I've also heard him try to answer questions in 2 minutes.
Well, the president's one, to be honest. You know, that's not exactly his field of expertise.
Yeah, well, I still think five.
Okay, five. We'll go with it. We got you, Scott. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Scott is in the competition here, and it's that easy. All you have to do is place a guess. And for every correct answer you get, we will put you in the competition. Now, I'll say this. If any one person gets all three questions right, I'll give you the tickets. We won't even continue on if anybody gets all three right, because I don't even know what the answers are. So if you can get all three right, I'll be really impressed. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Oh, that's a good movie. Christmas Vacation. All right.
And then I'm going to say just Christmas Cookies.
Oh, Cookies. You know, Cookies, that's what I would... I don't know. I'm trying to think of what my favorite is. I know it's not fruitcake.
Yeah, me neither.
And how... Now, see, I think Scott went wrong here with five, but how many Christmas songs is he going to rattle off in 2 minutes?
I'm going to say nine.
Nine? Well, that could be. Could be. Now, are you a big fan of Debbie Boone?
No, but I'm sure somebody in my family will be.
Well, and it's a nice Christmas concert. It's a chance to meet her and also get a free CD.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought maybe my mother would like that.
Ah, yeah. There you go. Perfect. Perfect. A nice Christmas gift. All right. Hey, thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Scott.
Ryan's in here. Yeah, and that's a great idea as well. If you're not necessarily of the Debbie Boone era and don't want to go, you know, your mother might want to go. Your sister might want to go. Maybe your grandparents might want to go. You never know. A friend of yours might want to go if you can't go. Simple as that. Okay. The questions again. How will Ted Williams answer these questions? What's his favorite Christmas food? What's his favorite Christmas movie? And how many Christmas songs will he be able to rattle off in 2 minutes here on the show? Those are the three questions. And again, I just said right here live on the air, if anybody gets all three questions right, and again, I wouldn't know if you're going to get them right or not because we haven't done it yet. If you get all three questions right, I will just give you the tickets. We won't even do the drawing at 12:55. If you get all three right, that's the old trifecta, as far as I'm concerned. Who else is going to get in here? 740-383-9944. So far, we've got Ryan and Scott in. All you have to do is call in and give us a guess. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A pair of tickets to Debbie Boone at the Palace on Sunday at 3 o'clock. And a CD and a chance to meet her, get a picture, get an autograph, so on and so forth. Go ahead, caller.
I would say Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay, we got it.
Ham.
Ham for the Christmas food.
And four Christmas songs.
Four, so only two a minute.
Right.
Do you think you'll get flustered?
Right, four.
Oh, okay, gotcha, Judy. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, Judy C. is now in the competition. Judy Cressup. Now, again, the three questions you will answer here, and they're just guesses. We won't find out until Ted calls in exactly what the true answers are. How many Christmas songs can Ted Williams name in 2 minutes? What is Ted Williams' favorite Christmas food? And what is his favorite Christmas movie? All you have to do is guess. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, the prize will be a pair of tickets to see Debbie Boone at the Palace on Sunday at 3 o'clock, Debbie Boone's CD, and a chance to meet her. Get a picture, get an autograph. What a holiday gift this would be for somebody. 740-383-9944. So far, we've got Scott, Ryan, and Judy C., Judy Cressup, in the competition. Is anybody else going to weigh in on their thoughts on how Ted will answer these questions? Again, how many songs can Ted Williams rattle off in 2 minutes? what is his favorite Christmas food, and what is his favorite Christmas movie. That's how we're going to do this. And as I said, if anybody gets all three right, I'll give them the tickets. But if nobody gets all three right, we will enter you into the competition, into the drawing, for how many correct answers you have. And then we also have some other trivia that we'll do here this morning. So other ways to get in this competition, and we're going to do the drawing at 12:55 here this morning. Is somebody else going to get in on the competition here? All you got to do is give me a guess. 740-383-9944. How many Christmas songs can Ted Williams rattle off in 2 minutes? What's his favorite Christmas food? And what is his favorite Christmas movie? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you want to get in on the competition to win the Debbie Boone tickets, Debbie Boone CD, or, the meet and greet with Debbie Boone Sunday, this coming Sunday, at the Palace Theater here in Marion. Should be a good show. Number one recording artist, I think in 1977. Was the year. And again, well, here's some news we got this morning. Apparently Santa Claus is going to be over in Founders Park on Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. Apparently they're setting up a little village over there for that. And there's going to be a laundry ministry at the Colonial Coin Laundromats tomorrow as well, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Now, those laundromats are on Main Street and Bellefontaine Avenue. Main Street and Bellefontaine Avenue. You can go in and do your wash and drying completely free Saturday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And Santa down at Founders Park here from 1 until 3. All right, anybody else going to get in on this competition? 740-383-9944 for the Debbie Boone tickets or Columbus Zoo tickets. We will also give you tickets to the Columbus Zoo. That also is a prize that we are going to give away today because we want to send some more people to the Columbus Zoo. Again, how many Christmas songs will Ted Williams rattle off in 2 minutes? What is his favorite Christmas food? And what is his favorite Christmas movie? All you have to do is guess on all three of those questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, the big fruitcake toss coming up this Tuesday, December 14th at 6:30 p.m., 523 South Prospect Street, here at the station. All you have to do is underhand toss a fruitcake. So far in the competition, Scott, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie Evers, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jason Schauber, Mayor Kellogg, Donovan Bauer, and Ted Williams. Is anybody else going to get in on the fruitcake toss? Doesn't cost any money at all. All you got to do is call in and enter the person or enter yourself. There is no age restriction on this. There is no male-female thing going on here. Nothing. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. For his favorite food, I'm going to say ham.
Now, everybody's into ham on this one. I wonder why.
Wow, that's pretty true. Now, have you ever heard this? I think in times gone past, have you ever heard of a Christmas goose?
Yes. You know, matter of fact, I saw somebody buying a Christmas goose yesterday.
I didn't even, they sell geese at Kroger?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
I heard they're greasy, so.
Well, I don't know that I've ever had a Christmas goose, but I do know
I
that they
have,
sell them.
But that's a saying, something, a story of the Christmas goose or something like that, but, yeah, I don't know who's cooking Christmas geese nowadays. I think it's pretty much, you know, turkey on Thanksgiving, ham on Christmas.
We do chicken sandwiches on Christmas.
Or that.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, ham for Christmas dinner. And I want to say It's a Wonderful Life. It's my favorite movie.
Oh, Wonderful Life. That's interesting. Okay.
And he's going to do 20 songs.
20? So you're going high end.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I think the people who've guessed so far don't realize how long 20 minutes is, or 2 minutes is.
Well, I mean, there's just such a, plethora of music there. I just see him rattling off one right after another.
Well, and he was a DJ. It's not like the president's thing. This is actually a field that he has been in.
I'm even starting to second guess my guess. Like, I think 20 is on the low. Let's bump it up to at least 25.
You think he'll get 25?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so do you want to go with 20 or 25?
Well, let me do 25.
25, okay. You got a lot of faith in Ted.
I do.
Now, do you feel that...
What?
Huh?
Oh, I thought you were done talking to me. Yeah. What's up?
No, do you feel that... because it seems like these Debbie Boone tickets are not... I don't know. Are you a Debbie Boone fan?
I'm not really familiar with her music.
Well, it's a big Christmas show. I guess that would be the positive thing here.
Well, and it's like you said, like, even if that doesn't, because 1977, I wasn't born until 80, but I guess that doesn't mean anything, because, like, I love classic rock. I think it's just that genre, that probably appeals to a certain crowd. So, like you said, like, if your mother, grandma, aunt, like, you may not want the tickets, but, it probably wouldn't be hard to find someone that would be like, oh, are you serious? Let me have it.
Right, and they get a free CD while they're there.
Right on.
So you can't go wrong with that. Hey, thanks, Sarah.
I never thought that Free Pies Hot would be that riveting, but it's a real page-turner.
See, now, what do you make of that book? I'm sure Bob's listening.
That's hilarious. That his comedy, like, his, how he's, like, what's the word? I know what word I want to say, but you can't say it. Smart aleck. He's, like, a little smart aleck. Like, he's funny.
Oh, Bob or,
The guy that wrote, Robert Welsh.
Yeah,
Bob Welsh. That's who wrote the book, but, that book is funny. He's a real comedian.
Well, there you go. I'm glad you're enjoying the book.
I am.
All right, hey, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that Three Pies Hot book. I don't know how many of those we ended up giving away between Bob's first visit and now, but we gave away several, and I know a lot of people have read it, and I have not heard anything bad about the Three Pies Hot book, and I enjoyed it, which is why I wanted to have Bob on. I thought it was a great book. So there you go. 740-383-9944, and again, that is a great Christmas gift as well for somebody who enjoys Marion history or just enjoys a good story. It all happened here in Marion. Three Pies Hot. Okay. To win the Debbie Boone tickets again, how many Christmas songs is Ted Williams going to be able to rattle off in 2 minutes? Now, remember, it's a Christmas song or a Christmas carol. It doesn't matter. I'm still not really sure what the difference is between a Christmas song and a Christmas carol, but whatever he can rattle off in 2 minutes, that's what we're going to go with. What is his favorite Christmas food? What is Ted Williams' favorite Christmas food? And what is his favorite Christmas movie? So far, we've got Scott, Ryan, Judy Cressup, and Sarah all entered in the competition. Who else is going to get in on this competition? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Get in here. We've only got 4 entries so far. Now remember, if some happenstance happens here and you're able to get all 3 questions right, I'll give you the tickets to Debbie Boone on Sunday. But if you don't get all 3 questions right, for every right answer you have, I'll enter you into the drawing to win the tickets, which we will draw for at 12:55 here this morning on WWGH Radio. Now, we will also give away some tickets to the Columbus Zoo, the zoo lights, which I hear are very, very good this year. So those also hang in the balance. You can take those if you would not want the Debbie Boone tickets. So those prizes hang in the balance. And I'm not sure how many pairs of tickets we'll do today for the Columbus Zoo, but if we get a lot of entries, we may do more than one set of tickets. All right, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. 44 minutes past the hour on this getaway Friday morning. How many Christmas songs, when he calls in this morning, is Ted Williams going to be able to rattle off in 2 minutes? What is his favorite Christmas food? Now, so far, we've got ham and cookies. Three people have went for ham here, and one has went for cookies. Now, the Christmas song question's interesting. A lot of people lowballed this. We've got 5, 9, 4. Now, Sarah went high with 25. And then Christmas movie, that seems to be up in the air as well. We've got 2 votes for Miracle on 34th Street. We've got 1 for Christmas Vacation and 1 for It's a Wonderful Life. All right, is anybody else going to call in and enter this morning? 740-383-9944. Tickets to see Debbie Boone over at the Palace on Sunday at 3 o'clock. 2 tickets, as well as a Debbie Boone CD, free, and a chance to go back and meet and greet with her. Get the CD signed, get a picture. Pat Boone's daughter, Rosemary Clooney's daughter-in-law, and had a number one hit, big number one hit on the Billboard charts in 1977. Is anybody else going to get in on the competition here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Are you out there this morning? Do you want to win the tickets? This is an interesting thing. Now, again, you can have your choice of zoo tickets or the Debbie Boone tickets. Either way is fine by me. And remember, the concert is not until Sunday at 3 o'clock, so if you don't want the tickets, you would still have a chance to give them to somebody else. And you don't have to come to the station to pick them up, by the way. So if you want to enter the competition, I will tell you how to get the tickets. You do not have to come here to get them. That might entice some people. You do not have to come to the station to pick up those tickets. I will have you call me if you are the winner at 12:55, and I will tell you how to go about obtaining those tickets. Okay, that's where we are now. 740-383-9944. Anybody else going to get in on the competition here? All you got to do is give me a guess on the 3 questions that we have on the table. How many Christmas songs will Ted Williams rip off in 2 minutes? What is Ted Williams' favorite Christmas food? And what is his favorite Christmas movie? 740-383-9944. And again, the fruitcake toss running heavy here. Going to take place Tuesday, December the 14th, 6:30 p.m. right here at the station, 523 South Prospect Street, which is going to be a lot of fun. So far, we've got quite a few people entered into the competition here. We've got Scott, one of our listeners, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie Evers, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jason Schauber, Mayor Kellogg, Donovan Bauer, and Ted Williams. And again, a lot, well, and also Mayor Schertzer, Judge Edwards, and City Councilman Kai Mead have also been nominated, but we have not heard back from the person who nominated them as to if they're going to be able to come or not. So as soon as we know that, we'll for sure put them down. 740-383-9944, and again, there's no cost to enter here, and it's just an underhand toss of a real fruitcake. And it will be broadcast live on the air starting at 6:15. We'll do a little pre-event interview. Then we'll start tossing the fruitcakes at 6:30. We'll tell you how far each person tossed a fruitcake. And then we will announce our winner as we go off the air that night. And again, this is distance. Now, you've got to remember, people think that a male with strength might have the upper hand here. But that's really not so when tossing a fruitcake. Because if you underhand toss it, you only get one shot. There are no do-overs. If you underhand toss it with a lot of power behind it, it's going to go far in the air, but it's not going to go far distance-wise. And you've also got to remember, if it hits the ground, if you're trying to toss it low and it hits the ground, it's probably just going to roll. And trust me, a fruitcake does not roll very far. So there's that factor involved. I forget the first time we did this back in 2000, it was either 18 or 19. I'm thinking it was 18. When it hits the ground, it does stop. A fruitcake does not roll. And again, these will be live fruitcakes. Now you can enter anybody you like, as long as you are sure they're going to show up on Tuesday night to toss a fruitcake. And you can enter yourself. A lot of people have done that, and that works well too. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any answers to the trivia questions here? They could get you some tickets to Debbie Boone's concert Sunday at the Palace, or some Columbus Zoo passes. Now remember, it's not just the two tickets to see Debbie Boone at 3 o'clock. You also get a free CD and a chance to meet her and get an autograph. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me. Mayor Sertzer can't make it.
Okay.
He has something at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And Judge Edwards, his office called and said that he can't make it, but he was honored being asked.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
But I left you a message yesterday. You never called me back. I was going to call that Sheriff Bells and that the prosecutor, Grogan.
Oh, right.
But I don't know how many you've got, so.
No, you can call them. I imagine they're both in right now, and you could probably get an answer from both of them pretty quick. Did you ever hear back from Kai Mead?
No, I didn't, and I just got in, and I haven't listened to you hardly this morning. And this was why I'm asking, Scott, you're throwing it at 6:30. It's dark. So how do the people know where to throw that?
No, it'll be lit up out here. I've been here at night. When we come and do the show on Friday night, we're close enough to the street that there are street lights.
I worried all day yesterday because Mary Ellen and Mayor Kellogg, and I thought if it's dark, if they get hurt or something, I'm going to feel terrible.
Oh, no.
Why didn't you have that up at Founders Park?
Well, it would be hard to broadcast it at Founders Park, and also they've got decorations and things up there.
Well, I was going to say you could have the police, just for that short of time, block that alley, that restaurant right there, and you could stand there at that alley as you drive by the park, either to hit Main Street or whatever, and you could have threw it down that alley, you know, and it wouldn't have hit no decorations. Well, somebody might have threw it that way, but you know, you could have threw it, and I thought, there's a lot of parking there, and it's lit up. I just thought that'd be nice. But
I'm worried
about Mary Ellen.
No.
They say to have it or...
No. We will take good care of Mayor Kellogg and Mary Ellen. And we also have some floodlights if there should be an issue with when I'm here tonight doing the show, I'll take a look outside and see exactly what the light condition is. And we'll make sure that there's plenty of light. And we'll definitely make sure Mary Ellen and Mayor Kellogg are not in any danger of falling.
Yeah, because the night before, I watched in 5 o'clock, 5:30, it's dark, like at 6, it is. And I thought, oh dear, I thought these people, it had just worried me and stuff. But let's see, what else was, I don't know if there was anything else I was going to say, but I'm going to enter the contest.
Oh, okay, let's see, what answers, okay, what is Ted Williams' favorite Christmas food?
Oh, I thought it was Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
I thought you were getting his favorite food.
No. Ted Williams is going to call in here this morning.
Oh, shoot.
Well, no, it's okay.
I might have to think on that one.
Well,
I was doing Santa Claus.
No. Well, what do you think his favorite food might be for Christmas?
Let's see. Well, most people eat ham. I'd say ham.
Ham? Gonna go with ham?
Yeah.
All right.
I had turkey for Thanksgiving, yeah.
All right, we got ham. Now, what would be Ted Williams' favorite Christmas movie?
You know, I don't know the movies, but I think he'd like something funny, like that Carrie guy or somebody played in. But I'm just going to say Miracle on 34th Street. 34th? I don't know those Christmas movies.
That works okay. We'll get that.
I think he'd like something, though, that's really funny, and I'd have to get off here and look.
And then the final question, how many Christmas songs will he name in 2 minutes? Tickets.
15.
15?
Yeah, 15.
All right.
He's good. Yep.
Yeah, well, he's a DJ.
I'm Santa Claus. I was coming back. I listened to you on the radio while I could and stuff, and I thought Santa Claus, what's his favorite food? North Pole, maybe it's fish or something.
Well, you know, nobody's entered Santa Claus in the fruitcake toss. I think he might be here that night.
Oh, well, when I get my stuff put away here and stuff, I'll give that sheriff in Grogan. And if I think of anybody else, Judge Edwards, they were really nice.
Well,
and
I appreciate that. I'm glad that, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry they won't be able to make it, but I'm glad they were very nice about just having other things going on.
Well, I don't know if some of them have children, you know, if they have things after school, that's what I don't know, or what's going on.
Yeah. Well,
they got back with me, but me did not get back with me, and I don't know who else I did call, but I could give me a call again. I've got his number.
Give Kai a call again and try, who'd you say, the sheriff and the prosecutor? Give them, I'm sure they're in the office today.
Well, do you know anybody else? I don't know.
Well, I was just trying to think. Those three would be, earlier on, let's see. Well, I mean, I don't know if the police chief would be interested in doing it. He would be down at City Hall.
What's his name? It's not McDonald, is it?
Yeah, McDonald. Chief McDonald.
Oh, is it?
Yep, Chief McDonald. And I also thought about, who's in a lot of community events, Superintendent Arusi for the Marion City Schools.
Okay, but when I called Mayor Sutter and Judge Edwards and Mayor Kellogg, and when I called them and stuff, I said they're wanting some, you know, people with, what do you call it, not famous, but, you know, something I used, because I didn't want them to think I was doing a prank, you know,
a prank call
or something and stuff and things. I said he wants some people with, not names, but something, I forget what I used, so...
Yeah, I would say those four would be good. If you got in touch with Kai, the sheriff, the prosecutor, and Arusi over at the Marion City Schools, you might get some answers today.
Oh, okay, then. I'll do those ones.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Now, so this is where our list is now. So we did get an update there. And we've got a lot of people who are nominating people, so that's fun. But the trick in this is they have to show up. It cannot just be a nomination, because we do need people out here tossing these fruitcakes. And right now, we know Judge Edwards has a previous engagement, but he said he was honored to be nominated, which it is an honor to be nominated in this fruitcake toss. And Mayor Schertzer has a meeting that night at 6 o'clock, which that's possible this time of year. So they will not be here, but we do have our 15. We've got Ted Williams, Donovan Bauer, Mayor Kellogg, Jason Schauber, Mary Ellen, Glenn Coble, Lily Smith, Judy Smith, Angie, myself, Barry Hensley, Pastor Craig, Ralph, Randy Stahl, Adam, and Scott, one of our listeners. So anybody can get in, though. Anybody you want. You can nominate anybody. You can nominate yourself. It could be kids, men, women, doesn't matter. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott will take a guess on that Ted Williams
thing. Go right ahead. What is Ted Williams' favorite Christmas food?
Oh, let's go cookies.
Oh, cookies. Going to go to the cookies, the sweet side of things here. Favorite Christmas movie?
Home Alone.
Oh, Home Alone. That's a classic. Home Alone. Okay. And how many Christmas songs is he going to name in 2 minutes? Now, remember, he was a DJ.
Yeah, I'm going to go 10.
Oh, 10. Okay.
And then I got a, you know, you're talking about the Three Pies Hot book?
Yeah.
You know, it's a good book, but they was a little naive. I mean, you know, when you're selling franchises, you know, you have to have a name behind you. And they only had that one location here in Marion. You know, and pizza's not like a rocket scientist, you know. The reason why people pay big money for a McDonald's franchise or a Wendy's or something like that is the name.
Well, my impression of reading the book was it was good pizza, and the first store was doing well. It's tough to get a good pizza recipe.
Well, there's all kind of good pizza out there.
Well, I don't, you know, honestly, it's a funny thing, because on Friday night we have a lot of pizza here at the station for dinner, and there are certain places, which I won't mention, that we will not go and get pizza from because people don't like the pizza. And some of them are franchise businesses. Now, there are some we can always go to that are good. I'll give you, and I'm not going to tell you which, but when we were in Caledonia last week, I don't know if you got to hear Christmas in Caledonia last night on the station, but when we were over there, Caledonia has two pizza shops. Now, one is considered to be very good pizza in town, and one is considered to be okay pizza. And Caledonia is a village of 500 people, and they support two pizza shops. So if you have good pizza, you can do good business. I mean, look at Baker's over in Bucyrus. That's not hardly got any big name behind it. It's not franchise.
Yeah, but for them, to sell franchises, you can't have one store and have 50 franchises.
Well, like Tubby's. I think Tubby's is a franchise now. There's the Tubby's here.
Tubby's got three locations.
Right.
Two brothers own all three of them, but normally you have to have some stores and a little name behind you before you start selling franchises.
Well, yeah, and I think that was, Bob, who wrote the book, I think he would probably agree. I think the issue was that Charlie, which we've heard this story many times, can't remember his name, but Charlie, who was the...
Charlie Wall?
I don't think it was Charlie Wall. But Charlie, who was the majority owner in these pizza shops, who has since went on to his reward, so we're not talking ill of anybody here, he was the problem.
Yeah, he was wanting to put Domino's out of business because he had a grudge with Domino's.
Yeah.
But, they just needed to take a few years and get a few stores behind them before they, really started thinking, franchise.
Well, I think Bob and his brother probably would have agreed with you. I think it was Charlie, and I think that's kind of the essence of the book, that you had this egomaniac in charge who was making bad decisions.
Once Mike died, that was it for them.
Well, yeah, but and he was it seemed like he knew how to handle Charlie, so that was a big problem as well.
And he was the worker, Charlie wasn't the worker.
Right. So I think that's probably what happened there.
Yeah.
But hey, I thank you for calling.
Yeah.
All right. We got another entry in. Remember, it's Debbie Boone tickets. We're going to draw at 12:55 today. Two free tickets. And trust me, these are not cheap tickets. But worth it to see a great Christmas concert with Debbie Boone over at the beautiful Palace Theater. You get two tickets, you get a free CD, and you get a chance to meet Debbie, get a picture with her, and I'm sure she'll autograph your CD. I don't know if it's a Christmas CD or just a new CD she has out, but it's a Debbie Boone CD. We're going to do that drawing at 12:55. Right now, so far, we have six people entered in. You just have to give us a guess. Ted Williams is going to call in at some point this morning and actually tell us the true answer to these questions, which I don't know what it is, and I certainly don't know how many songs he's going to name in 2 minutes. Trust me, for that alone this morning, you have to listen to this show just to hear him try to rattle off songs. And Ted has no preparation either, by the way. I have not told him what questions I'm going to ask him. And you don't have to pick up the Debbie Boone tickets. If you're worried about that, if you win, just call here as soon as you find out that you have won, and I will tell you how to get the tickets on Sunday at 3 o'clock. We can get one more entry in this hour if we go quick. 740-383-9944. How many Christmas songs will Ted Williams rattle off in 2 minutes? What's his favorite Christmas food? What's his favorite Christmas movie? Christmas movie guesses have been Miracle on 34th Street, Christmas Vacation, It's a Wonderful Life, Home Alone, Food, Ham, and Cookies. All right, go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Oh, yes, Scott, it's George Kasotis.
George, how you doing?
Well, I was thinking about, what was I thinking about? Oh, baklava, yeah, you said, let's have some baklava for Christmas.
Oh, I love baklava.
Yeah.
Are you going to whip some up and bring it up sometime, George?
Well, I'm sorry. We're on our way to, Joanne and I are on our way. No, we're, okay, we're just, we're, I don't know what's going on.
You're busy for the holiday. I understand that, George.
Yeah, I'm busy. About, I have a Charles Dickens story, because he stopped by my restaurant back in 1842.
Did he? Go ahead.
Yeah, he, you know, he was on a horse and buggy, and he was really dry, so he wanted a drink. So he came into my restaurant and said, George, I hear that you're the tavern owner here. I would like you to fix me a beautiful martini, because I love martinis. I said, Mr. Dickens, would you like an Oliver Twist? He said, Oliver Twist? My God, I love that. I'm going to write a book about Oliver Twist.
Who would have known it all came down that way? Right here out of Marion. Well, okay. George, we got to go to break here, but it's so good to hear from you.
Okay, Merry Christmas throughout the year.
Yes, Merry Christmas, George. Thank you.
You've been my buddy forever.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
We'll continue on. Bye-bye. George Kasotis, well, with a little Charles Dickens tale there. Okay, we're going to break. Be back in about 10 minutes.
Ohio.
Hi, this is Marty Hall, and I want to wish everyone listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM streaming live on the Internet at www.wwgh1071.com a very happy